Speaking of being around the older guys, yeah. You're on stage with Ray Brown at one point.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. This is like young in your career now, too. Between you and Ray Brown, I mean, that's 50% of jazz bass playing on records right there.
Well, you know, it was an epiphanous experience seeing Ray Brown perform live for the first time because I still love Ron Carter, but Ron Carter was my number one hero all through my formative years. I tried to stand in the mirror and try to, you know, get my hands in the same position as Ron Carter. I bought the same strings as Ron Carter. I transcribed every note he played on every record that I had, and I still couldn't figure out why I couldn't sound like Ron Carter. It was so frustrating. I loved Ray Brown. I loved Paul Chambers. I loved Mingus, Jimmy Garrison, everyone else. But Ron was my man. So then I moved to New York, and I started hanging a lot with Benny Green, the great pianist. And he was, you know, Oscar Peterson protege.
Yeah.
And so hanging around Benny, I had no choice, or very little choice, but to listen to a lot of Oscar Peterson trio records. So then it slowly started to grow on me. I said, you know, I really need to pay closer attention to Ray Brown. I know he's great, but it's obvious I need to pay closer attention. And then I went to see him perform. Benny Green and I went to go see him perform together. And it just so happens that my seat was maybe 5.5 or 6 feet away from his bass. You know, I sat like right in the front there at the Blue Note. And I just remember getting this feeling of, wow, so that's how the bass is supposed to be played. Now I get it. Uh-huh. You know, the sound, his energy, just he was so radiant, you know, and he was getting this big, fat, juicy sound out of the instrument, but it wasn't coming from the amp. It was coming from the instrument itself. And a lot of bass players of my generation, we went through this whole no amp, you know, back to the natural sound, mm-hmm. you know. But a lot of us were overplaying. We were playing too hard. It became a macho test, you know. And seeing Ray Brown, he was playing with force, but he wasn't killing himself and he wasn't killing the bass. And from that point on, you know, I would have a picture of Jesus and Ray Brown next to each other.
And there they are. You know, you were talking about watching, trying to get in focus Ron Carter playing the bass and saying, well, let me see how he arranges his hands over here, and then maybe I can do that.
Yeah.
There's a story that Benny Golson tells when he was a youngster, excuse me, here in Philly.
Yeah.
He was in love with Bird.
Right.
All right. And he said, well, you know, if I go to see Bird play and I watch him and maybe buy the same mouthpiece, I'm going to sound like someone.
That's right.
Walked away disappointed.
Yeah,
and,
never quite works that way.
No, it doesn't. It's just going to come, you know, like here.
That's right.
That's one of the things that have made all these musicians great, you know. It's not so much the schooling, it's the street.
And it comes with time.
Sure.
You know, you need time to build that sense of
absolutely
self.
Absolutely.